This is Fresh Air. I was up way past my bedtime last night watching the Academy Awards. I stuck it through to the end, not only to find out who got the Oscars for Best Picture and Best Director, I wanted to see if the protests we'd all heard so much about would materialize. Well, they didn't, and in a few minutes we'll talk about why they didn't with Jeff Yarbrough of the gay magazine The Advocate. The producer of the Academy Awards has to be prepared for just about anything, from political protests to long acceptance speeches, and in last night's case, one-handed push-ups. We called producer Gil Cates to talk about the action behind the scenes last night. This was his third year as the producer of the Academy Awards. He's also the dean of the School of Theater, Film, and Television at UCLA and the past president of the Directors Guild. Cates was prepared for disruptions by gay activists protesting homophobia in Hollywood. Although there were demonstrations and arrests outside the pavilion, there were no demonstrations inside. But even if there were, Cates would have tried to keep them off camera.
If you have a dinner party in your home and someone comes to your dinner party and wants to behave in a manner that you don't think is appropriate for your invitation, you'd ask that person to leave. Similarly, this is a celebration of excellence in filmmaking. People are on stage to present awards to their colleagues. And if someone comes and attempts to disrupt that, it seems to me perfectly reasonable to assume that you'd simply ask the person to leave and carry on with the show. That's the long and the short of it.
So what kind of plans did you put into effect to try to stop the disruptions?
Well, you know, there are really not too many plans you can put into effect. I'm a big believer in the First Amendment, and I think as far as demonstrating outside the pavilion, they're entitled to demonstrate, and they should have their area to demonstrate and call attention to what they want to call their attention to. I think that's what happens in a democracy, and that's fine. My principal concern was interrupting the show, and my real feeling about it, Terry, was that it didn't seem to me an appropriate show to be interrupted, because the gay and lesbian community has worked in great number in the Hollywood community, and the Academy Award show, particularly this year, everyone was wearing the AIDS red ribbon to signify their support for eradicating, you know, that awful disease. And it just did not seem to me to be an appropriate place for them. And I think either cooler heads prevailed and they didn't get into the theater, or maybe the security we had was adequate to keep them out. Because the security at the Academy Awards is always pretty thoughtful, in the sense that it's very difficult to get tickets, and all the tickets are numbered, and it would just be hard for someone to get a ticket who didn't belong in the theater.
What kind of extra security did you add for last night?
We really didn't add any extra security. We had the regular security that we always have in the theater. As a matter of fact, I think we had less security in a way than we did the year before, which is when we were concerned about a terrorist attack potentially because of the war in Iraq. You know, we were concerned about bomb scares, and we had police dogs sniffing out for explosives. I mean, the security is adequate inside. We just want to make sure that only people who belong in the theater get in the theater. There are a lot of big stars there, and as you know, they sometimes attract people who are not the kind of people you want to have around, so that the security is about the same as it's been, holding aside last year, probably as it's been the last 10 years.
So what is that like exactly? How many guards are there in the Dorothy Chandler Pavilion?
Well, for obvious reasons, we don't talk about that. It's really no one's business. It wouldn't be secure if we told you how many security people we had. It is not an overwhelming amount. I mean, it's just what you'd think would be reasonable and fair.
Mm-hmm. Did you give the presenters any advice about what to do if there was a disturbance in the pavilion?
I told one or two presenters that if there was a disturbance, that they should just carry on, that the odds of hearing a demonstrator was very limited, because the microphones are very, very directional. And if someone even shouts very loud, as little as 50 or 60 feet away, would be very hard to hear it at home. So I simply told one or two people that if that should happen, they should just continue with their job.
And what would you have done with the cameras?
We just would have kept going on with the show.
Mm-hmm. If you're just joining us, my guest is Gil Cates, the producer of the Academy Awards. So what was your biggest surprise last night?
Well, my biggest surprise was my first surprise, and that was when the when Jack Palance got his award and jumped down and did some push-ups and really did one heck of an acceptance speech that took 3 or 4 minutes. That was my first surprise.
Do you send out some kind of advisory to all the nominees,
yes,
begging them to be brief?
Yes.
How does it read? What do you tell them?
Oh, it's a very nice letter. I congratulate them. I don't really remember the text of it, but essentially I ask them to remember that it's a television show and we want everyone to have their moment in the sun, but please try to keep it under 45 seconds or so. And then there's a nominees luncheon, which takes place a couple of weeks before the show, and I mention at the nominees luncheon the same thing. I usually say something like, you know, there are over a billion people in 115 countries watching, and if you come out there and thank, you know, your mom and dad, you're going to make your mom and dad very happy, but you may send 999,000,000,099, you know, out of the room. Actually, I do like when they are very personal. I do like when they thank their mothers and fathers. My personal feeling is that anything that shows a nominee who gets the award in that light is very, very interesting. What's a little bit tough to take are long laundry lists of professionals that are mentioned which have no meaning to anyone except those people on the list. And still in all, that's okay if you do it in a reasonable period of time. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Someone wants to get up there and spend 45 seconds thanking, you know, 25 people. I don't particularly find that interesting or helpful to the show, but that's their right because they got the award. It's when they want to take a minute or 2 minutes doing that that it really becomes, I think, rude.
Did you know last night that Howard Ashman's lover was going to accept the award on his behalf, or was that a surprise?
Nope, I knew that. As a matter of fact, I spoke with him earlier in the day and told him it was all right if he did that. The Academy has a position that if someone doesn't come because they're shooting or they can't be there, like, you know, if Robert De Niro couldn't come, or occasionally someone doesn't turn up because they're ill, then the position of the Academy is that for the presenter to say that the Academy accepts the award on behalf of. When someone passes away, as was the case in the award you're referring to, obviously, you know, that person couldn't help but not be there, and we think it's appropriate to have someone accept the award for them either.
Right. What was your reaction last night when, I'm forgetting her name, but when one of the winners talked about boycotting GE?
Oh, the winner of the documentary winner, of the Documentary Short Award. Well, you know, what was my reaction to it? My reaction to it was she's entitled to do that, I guess.
So it doesn't bother you that somebody's bringing their politics into the acceptance
speech?
Well,
you know something, that's a very good question, and it doesn't bother me in that particular case because that was what her documentary was about, and that's the reason she won that award. Now, that particular documentary was about GE, and she won the award because of what she had done in that documentary, so that it really had to do with her art, her craft, and her work, which has nothing to do with my politics one way or the other. What I object to is when an actor or actress or other category winner gets up there and wins a specific award for their work and changes the moment from their work and their award to something that has nothing to do with it, which was not the case with the documentary winner yesterday.
Mm-hmm. Let me ask you, when you accepted your Emmy Award for something that you had produced, what did you say in the 45 seconds you were allotted?
What I did, that's a great question. I was very careful. I knew a lot of my colleagues were going to be watching and seeing if I practiced what I preached. Firstly, I wrote what I was going to say, and I timed it so that it was clearly within 45 seconds. I thanked those people on the show for their contributions to it. That's what I did.
Gil Cates produced last night's Academy Awards. This is Fresh Air.